Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. Like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
What's up, Busters? Merry holiday. It's the Airbuds Podcast. You heard it, you seen it, you love it. You don't like it, but you're still listening. Whatever version. Thanks. And I'm Jamel.
And I'm Mike Benner. Thank you for listening, even though you don't like us.
Yeah, it's weird that you keep coming back, but thanks, dog.
I kind of get it. Like, there's a lot of things, like, I will watch a bad movie on purpose, you know?
Yeah, it's true. Are we on the level of The Room?
No. Yeah. We're not even
you think
that
not?
Good.
Nah, I think we might be.
We're the basement. We're not The Room. We're the basement.
Nah, listen, when this show ends and people go back and listen to the 500 episodes of straight nonsense, they'll see. We was The Room, nigga.
You are, I guess you're the hot guy, I guess that would make you.
Oh, right. And then you're
Greg. You're Greg. I'm Tommy Wiseau.
So, yeah.
And Peter's the guy that just abruptly gets recast in the middle of the movie with no comment on it.
Yes. See? Yeah. You're feeling it. You're seeing it.
Okay. I'm getting it. Yeah. I would say Rob Hayes is the old lady that just says, "The doctor said it. I have cancer."
Who's CJ? This finish CJ's it off.
The little kid that they like throw the football at all the time, you know? The little kid who like peeps on Tommy Wiseau and his girlfriend having sex, you know?
Nice.
Yeah. That's CJ for sure.
You're nailing it. Yeah.
Guys, this is a podcast about basketball, but before we get to basketball, how about some business? Everybody's favorite part of the show. If you want to support the Airbuds, go to patreon.com/airbudspod. $5 a month gets you bonus episodes, gets you access to the Discord, and you know what? Helps Jamel clean all the poop out of his apartment.
Yeah, listen, happy Thanksgiving. Everybody who's like, where was the Patreon this week? Yeah, there was a bunch of poop in my house. And it was like a mess. It was like crazy, but we're still here. We're thriving and we're aliving.
And just to give a little more context, it's because a pipe burst in Jamel's apartment flooded. It wasn't just, I didn't just go over there and shit everywhere.
Nah, Benner came over. Benner came over and said, "Oh man, I had too many leftovers," and proceeded to chemtrail my floors.
Well, technically I did cause the pipe to burst, but yeah.
I told you stop fucking wiping your butt with the makeup pads.
I have a whole story about that. I'm not going to tell it here because we're in the middle of business. And whoa, that's a different kind of business.
I love when I do that. I have a cosmic ability to somehow tap into something embarrassing that you did.
No, I didn't know. Well, here's the thing. It's not an embarrassing thing. It was embarrassing because my landlord. Okay, so I lived in a shitty, no pun intended, apartment building that was not well taken care of. And the landlord just never took care of the septic tank. And then one day they're doing work on it, and I get a call from my landlord at the end of the day, and she's basically like, you have to stop using just like flushable wipes because they're destroying the plumbing. And I just was like, I don't use flushable wipes. And she just kept being like, you need to stop doing it. And I was just like, Edie, come to my apartment. I don't have flushable wipes. I've never used them in my life. Like, don't, like, and she just kept being like, I know you're the one doing it. And I just felt totally gaslit by my 65-year-old landlord.
Well, the Edie was right. Whoever was doing it does need to stop. Apparently, none of them are really flushable.
You know what? I know. I think I know who was doing it.
For real?
In fact, I'm 98% sure because I've seen them in his bathroom before. Anyways, if you can't support us at patreon.com/airboatspod, go to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, give us a 5-star review. That really helps us out. And tell a friend. Hey, tell a friend about the Airbuds. If your friends are like, hey, we need some idiots that have a basketball podcast but really don't talk that much about basketball, they get, you know, they go on tangents about butt wipes and stuff. Tell them about the Airbuds.
I got just the guys for you.
The Airbuds, yeah.
Yeah, that's been us. Been butts.
And that concludes business. Jamel, big news in the NBA tonight. That's white, right? The Washington Wizards. The Washington Wizards are no longer the worst team in the league, having defeated the Detroit Pistons by 19 points tonight, bringing their record to 3-14 and knocking the Pistons down to 2-15. Jamel, how do you feel?
I feel nothing. I feel not an iota for this game or this team. But this beat, though, I'm about to rip a piece of cardboard and start spinning around in my motherfucking house. Ooh. That shit ain't white at all.
No, that's some go-go. That's still smoking by
Trouble Funk?
Trouble Funk. That's who it was. I couldn't remember.
Experience Unlimited?
Yep. Yeah, the game wasn't much to write home about. Kyle Kuzma dropped 32. I think the most memorable moment was when your number one guy on the team, the Jax Taylor of the Washington Wizards, Jordan Poole, he, I guess, crossed his defender up real bad, took his time to kind of, he had like maybe an 8-foot jumper lined up for him, took about 2 seconds. And then decided he was going to take a kind of one of those like semi-legal Euro hop steps off his back pivot foot and then just got fucking swatted into the crowd. What was that, Jamel? What is going on in Jordan Poole's head?
A bunch of bullshit. I mean, this is just always what it was. It's predestined to be some bullshit, and it was. And anybody who believed in Jordan Poole just wants to fuck a girl that they saw courtside at a game. And I do too, brother. But it's not real. It's not real. Neither is Jordan Poole.
As we were talking about right before we started recording, when we were talking about over-under win totals before the season begun, I feel like you were definitely like not, you were like, no, under. And I believe Peter and I were like, come on, man, Jordan Poole is good. Kyle Kuzma is good. You guys have you can put together 27 and a half wins.
I deserve this because, like I said, I did the same thing to Peter last year. I told him not to bet on the Cavs being great, basically. Mm-hmm. And he listened to me, and I was wrong.
Well, We should have listened to you because I don't see a world where they make 20 wins. I don't know.
I mean, they're now they want to be the best at tanking. Way to go. Thanks. You got us on fucking Shaqton and Fool every week.
Making
Shaq more money. What about us?
Jordan Poole is for sure going to be number one on Shaq and a Fool with that weird little...
Do you know how many fucking... Because of that stupid shit Jordan Poole did, you know what I mean? Shaq-a-roni pizzas are going to get sold because of Jordan Poole's dumbass.
Do you think Shaq and a Fool is really just a backdoor way to sell Shaq-a-ronis?
Absolutely.
I don't know if you'll... Maybe we should do an updated Shaq-a-roni review, but do you remember when we all ordered Shaq-a-roni pizzas and reviewed it on this podcast during the pandemic because there was nothing to talk about?
Bro, some of that pandemic, I kind of forgot. I'm going to be honest. I went to Costco and I got a huge bottle of Cuervo. And that, some of those points, I do not exactly remember.
Did it pair well with the Shaq-a-roni, the Cuervo?
I have to assume as much.
It was garbage pizza, but I wonder if it's gotten better.
Papa John's in general fell off, bro. It's not. Come on, man. It goes Domino's, Pizza Hut, Papa John's. It goes Domino's, Pizza Hut, Little Caesars, Papa John's. Excuse me.
I would go with that. Yeah. Domino's, Pizza Hut. I guess those are the four main trash pizza delivery places, right? Little Caesars is not even delivery, but same era. Yeah.
Same era, same zone, same bandwidth. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Pizza Outlet, now known as Vocelli's Pizza, but it used to be called Pizza Outlet, and boy, did I love Pizza Outlet. You know me.
Pizza Outlet?
You know me.
I know you love an outlet.
You know I love an outlet.
They were just giving the odd size pizzas out for discount.
Yeah, it was amazing. The weird size sausages.
Jamel, how many wins do you think the Wizards are going to end up with?
The Wizards are going to end up with 24 wins.
Jamel, can we talk about another impressive victory in the NBA tonight?
Yes, please.
My favorite team, the Philadelphia 76ers, defeated the Los Angeles Lakers 138-94. And in the process, one Joel Embiid racked up 31 points, 11 rebounds, 11 assists. That's a triple-double. Number six of his career. He's only 105 away from tying Jokic at this point.
Did Anthony Davis play?
Anthony Davis played. He did not have a great game. He scored 17, 11, and 2, which obviously that's a pretty good game for most people, but he was in foul trouble a lot. He was doing a lot of frustration fouls on Embiid. Embiid is just, I think, a little too big for him.
Yeah.
There's not many centers that like are that can handle Joel Embiid, and weirdly, they're like Al Horford.
Dude, because Al Horford is just nothing but midsection. He's so sturdy. His middle, bro. His core is crazy.
Yeah, Anthony Davis did not look like... I would say he's probably been the best defensive player in the league this year, if not top three.
Al Horford's pelvis is like 1,100 pounds. If you actually took his pelvis off and weighed it, because he has like a... What metal? What's like a heavy-ass metal?
Unobtainium?
He has some tanium.
Do you think Al Horford has like, do you think his pubes down in his pelvic region are kind of like his eyelashes and they're just like long and luscious and like kind of curl?
Yes, I think he has bouncing. I think he uses shampoo and conditioner and he has bouncing curls.
Do you think like when he like, if he does like a kegel, he could like kind of flutter them like he would his eyelashes? What the
fuck? Well, I don't think that.
Why not?
But I am thinking it now.
What? I have no idea. Big win for the Sixers. Great, great team win. Joel Embiid. God damn it, Jamel. Nick Nurse matters as a coach. I think he's in that top five. Nick Nerd.
The return of the nerd.
I know. He's even got Nathan Melton contributing, and I liked Anthony Melton, but like he was worthless under Doc, and now he's like a very valuable player for the Sixers.
Okay, is it time to make the Nick Nerd shirt?
Pitch me on the concept.
A big caricature of Nick Nerd. He's looking like a nerd. He's wearing suspenders, and Joel Embiid is giving him a wedgie. And, but he has like a perfect play drawn up on a clipboard, and Embiid is like,
I like that. Can I pitch into a similar area?
Yes, take us.
Need to figure out like a punny name, a play off the title, but a Dexter's Lab inspired shirt. Nick Nurse is Dexter, and Joel Embiid is Dee Dee.
Okay.
And he's drawing up a play.
Okay. Yeah, it's them with the mechs. They got the big mech suits.
Sixers Laboratory.
Sixers Laboratory.
Yeah.
The process ain't over. They just doing a whole new experiment set. It's a new theorem.
Nico Batum is Dexter's mom with his big old ass.
Yeah. We're getting to it. Sixers right, Laboratory.
Yeah. Well, look out for the Nick Nerd shirt. We're going to land on something eventually.
Yeah, because he's fucking, he's been a nerd.
He's a nerd, and I think he's working for the Sixers right now. The offense is humming. It's not stagnant. People are moving. The Joel Embiid handoff to either like Maxey or even Tobias Harris is like one of the most lethal things in basketball right now. Just a fucking handoff.
Because it's so fast, man. I mean, everybody, it's like one false move, you're done.
Yep. I'm excited. I mean, the Sixers are 12-5, which I think is good for like number four in the East right now. But I think losing Kelly Oubre actually really fucked them a little bit.
Yeah, of course.
Because I think they like started the like game plan for him a little bit. Like, let's get Kelly in, as like a more integral part of the offense. And then he got hit by a car. But yeah. I'm excited, Jamel.
You should be, man. It's a good feeling just to have a team that is watchable.
Thank you. You can always come over and join the Philly side.
Well, I'll watch games with you, but I ain't joining nothing.
Yeah, I know. I know you would never want to like align yourself with Philadelphia.
Are you kidding?
We're too fucking weird. Dude, I was just
the possibility of a Eagles Ravens Super Bowl, it's there. And I'm not going to get too much on it on this program, but I will tell you that it does disgust me.
If there is an Eagles Ravens Super Bowl, you know where we have to have the party.
Where at? Booze? Hit the cheesesteaks?
No, the Roost. It's the bird game, baby. We got to go to the Roost. If it's all bird Super Bowl, come on.
Whoa, I'm bringing my own tenders, too. I'm ordering theirs, and I'm bringing my own.
I'm bringing a bunch of birds.
Load them up, man. Illegally obtained.
Jamel, how was your Thanksgiving, by the way? I don't even think we talked about that.
My Thanksgiving.
Other than the sudden flood and aftermath and awful weekend, but
my Thanksgiving was so good that my house flooded with crap
and gratefulness
and thankfulness. The Nina, the Pinta, the Santa Maria. I went to Oxnard. It was dope. Saw the fam, and then went to Topanga. Did it twice. Did a double.
Who's in Topanga? You don't have to tell me if you don't.
You know the fam of.
Oh, right.
The fam of love interests is. We're out there. We're doing it. Like, our folks used to live next door to Mac 10. Yo, being from the Valley is crazy.
Really? They used to be neighbors with Mac 10?
Yeah.
And then, like, just fucking, like, Joni Mitchell?
All type of shit, bro.
Jamel, I was in Mexico. I went on a trip Deborah and I went to Oaxaca.
They say traveling on Thanksgiving is the cheapest. Traveling international.
It was really cheap, and it was fantastic. I cannot recommend Oaxaca enough. It is just a incredibly fun, beautiful town. The food's incredible.
Did they have cheese? Did they have a legal cheese?
Oaxacan cheese is very legal there. But there doesn't seem to be much that is not illegal there. Nice. But very fun time. But we didn't have a TV. There wasn't a lot of TVs anywhere we went. So I was kind of cut off from the NBA world. And I was kind of catching bits here and there. And Joel, there's some crazy shit that kind of unfolded while I was gone.
Yeah. My friend Brandon Wardell made the NBA. And
and he plays on Oklahoma City under an assumed name. He plays on
Oklahoma City. He plays an assumed name, Josh Giddey.
Yeah. All right, well, let's start with that one. Josh Giddey, accused of inappropriate relations, a.k.a. fucking a minor. And was just kind of casually posting about it on social media.
The post, I still don't. I just saw the.
So there's all kinds of stuff. There's a lot of screen grabs, a lot of different things, a lot of screen recordings. It's all been scrubbed now, and accounts have been either deleted or gone private. But there's videos of old snaps of, like, you know, this woman, girl. I won't say her name or her account or anything, but her posing with, like, a shirtless Josh Giddey, saying, like, just fuck Josh Giddey. Like, them being very, very intimately together. There's video of him basically, like, wishing her brother, like, a happy birthday and implying that he's, like, kind of fucking his sister. Or not even a happy birthday. Just giving a shout out to her brother while she's in the car with him. Allegedly, at the time, she was a freshman into her sophomore year, which puts her at around 14 or 15. He's 21 and a millionaire. There's also other screen grabs of a young girl at the same high school as this other girl DM'd somebody and was talking about how Josh Giddey used to basically grope her and her friends when she was a freshman and would pay them to, like, bring other, like, cute girls around. And she was like, I used to think it was, like, cool because, like, he wasn't that much older than us and he was, like, a famous person. But, like, now I'm a couple of years older and I'm like, this is really fucked up. Who knows, like, how legit that is? Because I think that is, like, that could easily be faked or whatever. But, like, the pictures of him are pretty damning. And the league is currently investigating him and letting him play and taking their sweet ass time investigating him. Meanwhile, his Australian cracker endorsement, Weetabix or whatever, they've removed him from all social media and all promotional materials and are threatening to remove his $40 million endorsement deal. So Australian biscuit company is moving faster than Adam Silver is.
So are the biscuits good?
Never had them.
We might have to scoop a box. My first question, is this big enough for Karl Malone to get on TikTok? Is Karl Malone going to see any of these TikToks? Is it going to reach him?
I would love if he asks one of his child brides to start a TikTok account for him.
It's- If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Well, fuck, man. There goes, yeah, speaking of listening to old Airbuds, there goes 30 episodes of me saying, look out for what Josh Giddey does next. There goes all of those down the fucking drain.
Jamel gave you all the clues, Mr. Policeman. it's not a fun topic to talk about. It's just kind of, you know, the league. I think it's like overall, it's crazy to me that Ja Morant is currently serving what? He's like 20 games into his 25 game suspension for.
Holding a gun upside down.
Holding a gun upside down.
But then holding another one correctly?
Yeah, but for all we know, perfectly legally issued or fake, depending on, you know, what story you hear. Didn't shoot anybody, didn't do anything, just... And presumably, when he was in that strip club, that stripper was not a sophomore in high school.
She was a sophomore in stripper school.
Maybe.
Which is different. That's a different curriculum. That's a different set of... You don't even have to have a social security number to go to stripper school.
But yeah, it's crazy to me that... I think when the NBA was investigating Ja Morant, wasn't he not allowed to play? Like, it's crazy to me that they're investigating Josh Giddey right now, and he's just, like, kind of giddy up and out there on the court.
I do agree. You know what? Great point, man. If I'm Ja Morant, I'm looking at the league like, yo, you guys got to do something. What are you going to do? What are you going to say?
Yeah.
It is interesting. It's been a while since a white guy, a white athlete, has been marred by some scandals. We're all going to, I guess we'll see. I guess we'll all see together what sort of 8-game suspension he gets for this.
I think you just nailed it. It'll probably be 8 games. Maybe it'll be like 14, like one for each year.
8 games for dilly-dallying? The fuck?
Jamel, then, while I was away, the Los Angeles Clippers were visiting the San Antonio Spurs.
Well, hold up a second. Let me go back and just say,
okay?
When I said the thing about stripper school not needing a social security, I was still thinking of a 30... year old woman who does not have a social security number card. I wasn't thinking of like a child stripper academy. I was thinking of in order to get to the stripper school. It's like going to the WNBA from college. You still have to do 4 years.
So your concern was the fact that you said you don't need a social security card means that you were implying that a baby was in stripper school?
I just wanted to check up on that.
No, I think you get a social security card pretty shortly after being born, no?
Yeah, they give those to babies.
Yeah. I think you're in the clear. Don't worry.
All right, sir.
So Kawhi Leonard at the free throw line against the Spurs, as we all know, he is a finals MVP, won the Spurs a championship, but did not end well there. And I guess the fans have animosity, and so they're booing him on the free throw line. And Coach Pop goes and takes the microphone, which I guess there's just always a microphone attached to a PA over on the press table that's like on and live. I did not know that.
He's wanted to grab it for a while.
Yeah. He went over, he grabbed it, and he starts chiding the crowd, saying, "Stop booing. This is not who we are. Do not boo him." Like he's a fucking high school principal. Jamal, what do you make of that?
He is. I don't mind it. But it's like Kawhi Leonard came here. We won a ring. Was he finals MVP?
Yeah.
He's a fucking finals MVP. What do the fans have a problem with him for? Who are you booing?
I think it is incredibly corny. And look, if the fans are like throwing popcorn on him and like, or trying to fight him like a Utah fan would, like that's one thing. But like, if they're just booing the guy that like, you know, kind of had a controversial and weird exit from the franchise, like the fans are allowed to boo. You can't tell fans not to boo.
I mean, it's just been a minute, man. He left before the world ended. That's true. I feel like that's y'all. Why y'all bringing up old shit? That's what I think. Anything from before the pandemic, you can't even bring it. That don't even count no more.
You can't boo anything from before the pandemic?
Nothing. Except for like oil spills.
I'm glad you said that because, Jamel, I got two tickets to see Louis C.K. at MSG.
Yeah, he's spilling something, all right?
I think it's incredibly corny and weird and why would you do that, Pop? After the game, he said, "I said it because I didn't want to the booze to motivate him and wake a sleeping giant," which is utter. He's spinning that. That's a lie.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I think it's interesting. Maybe he's like, I don't know. Kawhi's never gonna miss these free throws. Maybe if I pick up the mic. Maybe if I pick up the mic, he might actually miss these joints.
Oh, so you think that maybe if Kawhi was like, "Doc cares about me," and he gets distracted and misses?
Hey, I think that's something that I would do if I'm Pop. And yeah, Kawhi left and it was not under great circumstances. He's at the line. He's getting booed. We haven't won a game in weeks. I might pick up the mic and be like, "Yeah, hey, don't boo this guy. He's having a rough time right now. Hey, don't boo Kawhi, who needs these free throws more than anything because his team sucks since fucking James Harden came here. Stop booing this man. He is trying his hardest."
Jamel, another weird thing happened. Or kind of happened, I guess, before, but kind of unfolded more and more while I was gone. The CP3 and Scott Foster feud has kind of hit its boiling point and is boiling over and is just like covering the stove and like the flame is going crazy. What the fuck is going on here? Do you know anything about this?
What the hell did Scott Foster do to Candace Parker? What the fuck, man?
So apparently when Chris Paul and Scott Foster had their interaction in a game last week that ended up with a Chris Paul ejection, Chris Paul alluded to some shit happening with his son, right?
Chris Paul says this to Scott Foster?
In the post-game conference, he's talking about his history with Scott Foster, and he said that there's something that involved Chris Paul's son. Yada, yada, yada. 3 days go by. I guess this was Wednesday night, right? The night before Thanksgiving, because I remember being up in Mexico trying to catch up on everything that happened. I'm sitting there like, what the fuck did Scott Foster do to Chris Paul's son that caused all this? Cut to today. I guess Gilbert Arenas announced on his show today, Gil's Arena, hosted by our friend Josiah Johnson, that the thing that happened was Chris Paul's son was playing in the tunnel one day before a game, and the refs came in a car, and Scott Foster basically leaned out the window and told Chris Paul's son to get the fuck out the way and cursed at him a bunch and like made him cry.
Was he just like, this was in the middle of like where cars are leaving a garage?
You know, like the tunnel, like, you know how so the parking garage into like an arena where like they're driving and they park and then they walk up the tunnel. I guess. Chris Paul's kid was playing in the part of the tunnel where cars were. And Scott Foster said, get the fuck out of the way, you little piece of shit or whatever.
Whoa, you think he called him like a coonberry or something?
I got to imagine that must have been something with it. Where's Scott Foster from again?
Let's see.
Scott Foster is from Silver Spring, Maryland. Oh, not too far from you. What's that like? Do you think he...
Plot twist. Plot twist. Well, they're not going to go... You're not going to lean with Coonberry. if you're from the way. You're not going to start there. He might have thought it, but that is interesting. I mean, I'm sure he's a Fed. There's no way he's like a good guy. He's a terrible guy.
Oh, right. He's from like Fed country, right?
He's from Fedland, and refs want to be Feds. We've already uncovered that. They all want to be mob guys.
Mm-hmm.
They're huge dickheads. It's like, it's a part of the job.
Well, Chris Paul got wind of that and had to have a meeting with the league. Gil goes on the show to kind of what seems to me make up a bunch of lies.
Like, what did Gil say?
He was kind of like, you remember that episode of The Simpsons where Skinner and Krabappel were secretly dating?
Yeah. Classic.
And then like Bart unveils to the school like that they're making out in the closet, and then there's just like a few scenes of like kids like telling increasingly like elaborate lies about what they saw until you get to Ralph Wiggum, and he's like, I saw Principal Skinner and Miss Krabappel making babies in the janitor's closet, and the baby came out and the baby looked at me. Like, that's that's kind of like the equivalent of like Gilbert Arenas was like starting to talk about, and he was like, and then one time at this one game, Scott Foster went up to Chris Paul and he went up to him and he said, you'll never beat me, Chris Paul. And I was just like, there's no fucking way Scott Foster would go up to Chris Paul and say, you'll never beat me.
He saw it, man. It was Wizards Hornets. It was Warriors Hornets. Early February contest.
Here's what I do believe. Scott Foster definitely cursed out Chris Paul's kid. Probably sure. Made him cry. Chris Paul hates Scott Foster. Scott Foster hates Chris Paul for probably feeling, because, you know, he's like a mob type douchebag who's like, you snitched on me to the league and I had to have a meeting about it. So now I'm going to hold a grudge.
Forever.
And then we do know, of course, that Tim Donaghy, in the season that he was fixing games, called Scott Foster over 130 times from his phone, his burner phone that he was using to fix games. 138 times, often before, directly before, and directly after games.
It was just sandwich orders.
It was just sandwich orders, even though Scott Foster was in Charlotte and Tim Donaghy was in Orlando.
He gets a sandwich before the game, he gets a sandwich after.
Yeah. So, I guess it seems like there's like a new, like, I don't know. We've covered fucking what a douchebag Scott. We almost named our podcast Scott Foster Must Die.
Been on it.
We've been on it for a while, but it seems that there's like a new groundswell of like, why is Scott Foster in the league at all? And if failing that, why is he officiating any game with Chris Paul in it?
Bro, why is any of these dudes still refs? Tony Brothers did a podcast and was like, yeah, I don't even like basketball.
That's true. That's very true.
I wanted to be Clarence Thomas, and instead I referee basketball games, which is cooler because I get to make more decisions. It's like, what the fuck are you talking about?
We haven't talked about that on the pod, have we?
Insanity.
That should be a whole, maybe that should be a Patreon episode where we just talk about that whole episode.
Bro, but, I want to talk about the secret society that Tony Brothers and Jason Whitlock are running, and they're using Brandon Marshall as a symbiote.
Shit, what was I going to say?
I don't know.
You mentioned symbiote.
About Venom. Yeah, you started thinking about Venom. Yeah, or like
you basically just Manchurian candidate at me. You activated the symbiote inside of my brain.
My bad, bro.
And then there's also, I mean, I don't even want to like talk about it that much because this part is like especially depressing. Not to sandwich this whole segment with like, not to sandwich. What sandwich. The fuck is going on in the NBA with pedophilia and now domestic abuse? Of course, the Charlotte Hornets are just proudly letting Miles Bridges play.
Listen, here's what I'll say. As a person who drafted LaMelo Ball in fantasy,
you need the
what
help.
Do you want me? Yeah. What? Come on. What am I supposed to do?
Oh, I remember what I was going to say. So basically, Kyrie Irving and Ja Morant, there are suspensions for what happened from the Brooklyn Nets and then the league, respectively, for Kyrie and Ja, was for what was labeled social media activity detrimental to the league, right? That was like the term that was used.
Okay.
How is Tony Brothers going on a podcast and saying, I don't even like basketball, I think it sucks, not social media activity detrimental to the league?
Once again, thank you. Thank you. I knew there was a reason I didn't like it.
It's like for one of the people that should be the face of the integrity of the game. And that seems to be what Adam Silver is concerned about with Ja Morant and Kyrie Irving. It's the integrity of the players or whatever. They wants to like make it look like the people that are involved in the game care about the game and care about, you know, whatever. For Tony Brothers just be like, yeah, basketball sucks. I wanted to be a judge. I fucking got stuck in this shithole. Like, that seems bad for a guy that is supposed to be like the judge of your league.
You know what I will say? At least they're letting a black guy do some bullshit. At least they're letting one black true. Guy do some bullshit. At yeah. every turn, the NBA never lets no black guys do no bullshit. Ron Artest got suspended 80 games.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
For what? Just, for defending himself? Come on.
Yeah. Which, hey, sure, it was some bullshit, but still.
Oh, yeah. Hey,
I have something that I have to, I think I have 30 minutes to do this. I need to figure out what to put on the back of this Brooklyn Nets jersey. Right now, they got the Brooklyn Nets, the Basquiat, or, yeah, is it a Basquiat, the white one? And you can get the customized for $53.
Didn't someone in the Discord had a great suggestion? No,
it was like
$6,000, one bedroom,
but you can't do numbers.
Yeah. Oh shit!
You can't do numbers in the name slot. You only have 12 characters.
12 characters for the Brooklyn Nets jersey.
The funniest thing to put on the back, should I just put in like girl in Bushwick? What should I put?
Bushwick Babe.
Bushwick Babes. White sauce.
I mean, if you just want to be blunt and down the middle and not have anybody like trying to like guess the meaning, you could just say gentrify.
True. I don't really want to. I do want to wear this out a couple times. I don't really want to.
Right.
I don't want to go that hard. That's like going really hard at the rim and missing a layup.
That's true. You want to wear that to the game. You don't want to wear that out to like a bar with friends.
Yeah.
Speaking of jerseys, did you see that Victor Wembanyama played a full quarter of a game with the misspelled jersey?
Oh shit, for real? That's awesome.
Yeah, Wembanyama. They swapped the M, the last M, for a for an N.
Maybe I should write Kofifi. Should I put Kofifi on the back?
Oh, like Brooklyn Dad, whatever?
Yeah.
He's like Kofifi humor guy, right?
Something like it.
Brooklyn Dad Defiant, you know who I'm talking about?
No, wait.
He's like a big time, like, moderate lib, like, Twitter guy who, like, you know, made his whole bones by, like, he went nuts with a coffee feet. But his name is Brooklyn Dad.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, what? You know what I'm going to do? You know what I'm going to try?
What?
Salt, pepper, ketchup.
Ooh. Actually, that's pretty dope.
That's a Brooklyn.
I don't know if you can get that, though. You're going to have to go, like, vanity plate style and take some letters out. Yeah, I
definitely can't do pepper.
No. It's got to be PPPR.
Salt, PP, ketchup.
Yeah, there you go. You know what? If you have any good ideas for Jamel... Oh, wait, this is coming out tomorrow, so...
Well, listen.
If you have any good ideas for Jamel... Still.
Maybe it'll still be on
sale. Email us anyways. AirBudsPodcast@gmail.com or hit us up on Twitter, AirBudsPod. Jamel, anything else you want to talk about?
No.
That's too bad, Jamel, because I got something I want to talk about.
Talk to me.
My friend, Jamel Johnson, might just have a little bit of a project coming out this Friday.
Oh, right. Jesus Christ. Yeah, I got an album. It's coming out. It's going to be online. It's called Out the City. It's going to be good. It's going to be good, and it's going to be coming out Friday. And listen to it.
Listen to it on Spotify, Apple Music.
Yeah, they're all the rest. You can like add it to your list now. You could buy it for some strange reason.
Ooh, buy it, guys.
I've been thinking about doing vinyl. They says I could do this album and my last one on the other side.
Oh yeah, do that.
A double disc.
I'll buy one. Yeah.
Right? But I have to sell like 300.
Well, we have at least 300 listeners. In fact, I know we have many more than that. So if 300 of you want to step up and commit to buying a vinyl from Jamel, hit us up, AirBudsPodcast@gmail.com, @AirBudsPod on all social media. Buy a vinyl from Jamel. I know this material. I've watched you do probably a lot of this material over the past year or two.
You can hear me. You're laughing in the first one.
Oh, really? Well, yeah, it was the first one for sure.
It was at the Improv Laugh. There was only like 20 people in the room.
Yeah. But I know this new material is fucking sick, and I can't wait to listen to it. So,
and the video is on our Patreon still. Maybe I should take that down. But
wait, what video?
The video of this show. The recording of Out the City is from the DC Improv this summer. And video is on our Patreon. So if you want some exclusive stuff that the record label does not own the rights to.
If you want to hear Out the City early, join.
If you want to hear it early, get on our Patreon.
Patreon.com/AirBudsPod.
I'll probably take it down Friday, but you could do it today.
I think you probably legally have to take it down Friday.
I'll probably take it down Friday.
Yeah.
But it's up right now.
I'm excited to hear it. I'm excited to celebrate Jamel, as you should all be. Thank you for listening. Happy basketball. Goodbye. We'll be right back.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, and it's time to pamper the special moms in your life. And what better way than with Osea's limited edition skincare sets, featuring clean, vegan, cruelty-free products that are safe for your skin and the planet. Osea is a women-founded, women-led brand that's been making seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. This Mother's Day, Osea has two limited edition sets, perfect for gifting or keeping for yourself. Their Golden Glow body set includes three clinically proven bestsellers for silky, smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set has everything she needs to achieve spa-level results at home. They're so beautiful, you can skip the wrapping. For a limited time, you can save up to $48 on Osea sets, plus get free shipping. That's Mother's Day made easy. Pamper the moms in your life and get 10% off your first order site-wide with code MOM at OseaMalibu.com. That's OseaMalibu.com, code MOM.